Yuma, Perakimel, Mishnah Yudalef. Ve'elu l'gnayim. These are the ones that we remember in a derogatory way. So Beis Garmu, l'rotzu l'lamed al ma'ase lechem aponim. The Beis Garmu, they did not want to teach people how to make the lechem aponim. The Rav says in, I believe it's Shkolim, that one of the things that they did not teach was how to bake the lechem aponim in a way that when you would take it out, it wouldn't crumble, it wouldn't get moldy. Here the Rav just says that all the other bakers or craftsmen were not able to take it out of the oven without it breaking to pieces, because the shape of the lechem aponim was a shape like an open chest. There should be a picture below. The picture shows the shape, the basic shape, different versions, but the basic shape of the lechem aponim was pretty square and it was flapped and open. Shel Beis Avtinas l'rotza l'lamed al ma'isa ha'ktaris. Beis Avtinas didn't want to teach people the ma'isa of ktaris. The main point being, the Rav explains that they knew of a certain type of grass that's name was Mala Oshan, meaning it raises smoke. And when they would mix it with the Samamani HaKtaras, when all the different spices, the smoke of the Ktaras would go straight up like a stick. It wouldn't spread out like normal smoke. It would actually go straight up in a line. Hugras ben Levi, Hayodea Perik Bashir, Valaratza Lalamed. Hugras ben Levi, Tesis Yantiv says, his father's name was not Levi, he just was a Levi, because the Levim were singing, and he was the head of the Levim. And he also knew a certain way to sing, the Rav explains, he would put his finger by his lips in his mouth, Valaratza Lalamed, and he didn't want to teach it. The Lashon of Perik Bashir, the Rav says, it's to produce a beautiful voice. Ben Kamtzer lo ratza lalamed al maisa haksav. Ben Kamtzer didn't want to teach a certain way to write. What he would do, the Rav says, is that he would tie four different quills to four different fingers, and he would write Hashem's name, the four letters of Hashem's name, simultaneously. And this tversol is the mitzvah to write it. There can't be any pausing. Al rishonim nemar zechel tzadik levracha. And all the previous ones that we mentioned, l'shvach, we say zechel tzadik levracha. Val eliwan on these nemar v'shem rishom yirkov. And the name of rishom should rot. Now, who are we talking about the name of the Rishayim? And in this Mishnah where we say, Elu Lignai, the Rav says, it's everybody in the Mishnah, Beis Garmu, Beis Avtinas, Higris ben Levi, ben Kamser. But he does point out that Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinas did give an answer to what they were doing. The reason that Beis Garmu didn't want to teach about Lechem Aponim and Beis Avtinas didn't want to teach about the Maisik Taras was they didn't want people that were not fitting to learn these things and go use it for Avodah Zarah. But the Chum were not Makabal, and Mefarshim explained, one of the reasons they weren't Mekabel, because if so, the Rav says actually what happened was is that the Kohanim saw that nobody else was able to duplicate these feats of creating bread that wouldn't crumble or smoke to create the Ktaros that it would rise up. Nobody else could do this. When they summoned them back, they refused to go back unless they doubled their wages. So Mefarshim explained that's the reason that they knew that what they were just answering them, we didn't want to teach others because we don't want them to use Avodah Zarah. If that's true, then you shouldn't have charged double when we called you back. But the truth is, Tesis Yantif brings the Yerushalmi and Rabbi Kiva that they were Mekabel, their answer that they didn't want it to go to the wrong hands. And the truth is, according to that, the only one in this Mishnah that actually was despicable was the last one of Ben Kamtzer to write Hashem's name all at once, because there's really nothing bad that can come from teaching somebody to do that. Mashenkin, the other ones, those made sense not to teach. And it comes out also, we had a Mishnah in Shkolim where it did list the different officers, and it listed Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinas. And the Rav gave two pshatim of why they were listed there, and one of the pshatim he gave is these were like the greatest officers that were in charge of the lechem aponim, and so on and so forth. So it sounds like these people were tzaddikim, and that would go with this pshat as well. That's what Tais Yantif says. And therefore, according to that, when the Mishnah says, Al Elu Nema, Shem Rishom Yirkov, it's only going on Ben Kamtzer.